Bringing on board North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mick. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Hey, before we get to the topic that you and I need to talk about, I had a good, nice, long discussion with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA getting together in Rapid City this week. And I always enjoy visiting with Bill because I ask him one or two questions, and then he fills up the time with his response. So we didn't get to talk to about country of origin labeling, which I know they are going to discuss. So let's begin with that. Cool is a Farmers Union hot button, and is NAFTA going to fix that, do you think?
Well, you know, it's a slight chance, but there's some merit for it, because if you're listening to the talk of beef into China, much of what they're requesting is us to label the origination and guarantee certain things. And had we not hit away with country origin labeling, we'd have had that in place. So there's a little irony here that a market that wants our beef wants us to do exactly what country origin labeling would have done.
Interesting. So, and I bet that we don't see that on the news networks. So thank you for pointing that out.
It's kind of interesting, because the product they're going to send in here, some ground pork and ground chicken, probably won't have any origination, but they're going to have expectations that we do that. And again, I don't have a problem with them doing that, but and I think that should be a function of knowing where your food comes from. But it, again, that's kind of ironic that we gave it away because of the Canada and the Mexico issue at WTO, and now we should have it in place. It would make our life easier to sell more beef and help the ranchers.
All right. Well, here's the transition to a homegrown renewable energy future for America is starting to happen, maybe along the same, analogous to country of origin labeling. Here's something that maybe should have happened a while ago. Huh?
Well, we believe so, and so we're really pushing hard, because we know we need a really strong farm bill, so we're fighting for that. But there are some realities here on if there's the money to really make it a strong program, and if not, then we have to find demand for our commodities. Us U.S. family farms and ranchers are just so good at what we do that we overproduce our markets, and then we have to deal with those lower prices, and that just doesn't work that well in the long term, and it kind of forces us into this vicious circle. So the consumer really needs to think about what we're trying to do here, because they reap the rewards of all this great production, and we need help in the farm program, and then we need ways of creating demand for our crops.
All right. National Farmers Union has a strategy here on helping to promote legislative and regulatory solutions for maybe going to E30 nationally and at some other pretty lofty goals. What is your strategy, Mark?
Well, we're going to start by we brought in an individual to start to gather everything that we can do. Obviously, we can work through the legislative means. We can work through getting EPA to do the specific things. We can work with USDA, rural development. But, the best example is E30. The reason we don't accept E30 is because they're worried of whether it'll meet the standards necessary for a lot of the current cars. Well, the reason that hasn't really been determined is it hasn't truly been studied. So we're limiting that opportunity because we have not taken it upon and studied it. So we know there's tests out there. We know there's cooperatives, specifically in South Dakota, that have really tested E30. And it's working very well. They're not having any problems. And they're actually gaining a little bit of mileage back against E10 because it's a better blend for the new engines and the new computers. And it can almost burn in almost any, we don't find anything with any engine, any problems. So this would create great demand. And, again, look what happened. We had strong ethanol demand in the 2010 to 2016 when we had really good prices. That was driven by ethanol. We need that demand again.
Now, today, we're going to kind of jump topics here, but it's the same topic. Today, the Commerce Department put a huge tariff on Argentine biodiesel, 64%, and Indonesian palm oil-based biodiesel, 68%. That's obviously something that you probably think is a good idea?
Well, I'd have to know just a little bit more about it, but many times there is needs for tariffs to try to balance something that's going on. And it could be based on product or some other trade issue. But what really, really is important in trade is that we get producers in that loop. Most of the trade deals, when you really study them, are really good for processors but tend to pin farmer against farmer, and we all get a lower price, and we don't necessarily see the growth in the market as much as we simply make more available to processors. So we're all about, and we really hope as we go through NAFTA, not that we don't want to trade, but that we figure out how to make it so it works for all farmers involved, not just a few.
Okay. Well, today's action was a Commerce Department function.
Yes.
The Environmental Protection Agency's interpretation of the Clean Air Act, I think, is something you probably have issue with, because that's restricted the sale of the E15, E30.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. They talk about clean air and clean water, and it's proven fact that ethanol is a cleaner burning fuel. It literally helps us get to higher octane levels, which make the engines much more friendly to the environment and make them much more effective and efficient. And there isn't another alternative to get to the higher octane fuels. So on one side, they're talking about doing better, and the other side, they're not allowing it to happen with a product that's proven.
All right. Again, the strategy to get to a higher blend of ethanol, understand you have teamed up with Growth Energy and ACE and Renewable Fuels Agency, and you guys are going to get real serious now.
Well, we're certainly going to hope so, and we're trying to coalesce with whoever will come along, and we're looking beyond that. You know, there's biodiesel from soybeans and canola, a lot of other biofuels. Biomass is still an option out there eventually. Not quite, the technology isn't quite perfected on that yet, but there's just an endless amount. And again, this isn't necessarily an anti-movement against crude oil. We all know that we need that base that we currently have to keep all our energy going, but it never hurts to make that crude oil last substantially longer by adding a renewable component to it. So we're hoping that this is a solution for getting the octane levels up. It's a solution for clean air. And blended at even a 30% level with crude oil, you still have pretty strong demand for crude. So I think this is a win for everybody, and a win for the consumer, and a win for the environment.
Okay. It is, a strategy to ramp up use of renewable fuels. North Dakota, South Dakota, a long ways from Washington, D.C., but you have a person in D.C. who's going to kind of lead the charge here. She'll be the point person, Ann Steckel. Tell us about Ann.
Yeah, well, Ann has come with us with a bunch of previous knowledge and have been in the industry for quite a while and has a lot of connections. So she's going to be a key person to get us going. Now, keep in mind, this isn't a one-person project. A lot of our states will be involved with teeing some staff into this, and then some of the national staff's duties will be shifted to help with this project. So, again, we really, really believe that we have to get prices up for farmers and ranchers. And if we're so good at delivering supply, that's always going to be a burden on the market. We got to find that new demand and kind of get these prices going so people can make money out here.
Yeah, and all the folks at corn growers and the soybean, they say we need to reduce the big pile out there. And USDA a couple of weeks ago, and now the crop tour down in Nebraska and Iowa today are saying it's going to be at worst, an average crop, maybe it's going to be another big crop. So using more bio-based fuels should help reduce the big pile out there.
Well, that's the goal.
North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney, and of course, trying to legislatively or bureaucratically or regulatorily increase the use of renewable fuels in the U.S.